$1.1 million is not enough grant money. That's putting too much of a financial burden on the city and the people in town.
How much grant money are you going for?
We would like to have $2 million, half of the project, but that's still going to cause your bill to go up to probably $40 a month just for the sewer site, which pretty much, you know, the USDA rural development is the one that will set the rate for you. You know, that's what we're trying to plead to the congressman and the EPA, is the people in town cannot afford that kind of an increase.
So do you know if you'll get this grant or not?
We will know in August what their offer is. We won't know about the federal pool until probably in September.
So this doesn't pan out?
I have no clue.
Are you hopeful this will come through?
Well, we're hoping we can get the most we can in grants. You know, if you have to raise the bill up to where the people in town, you know, can't afford to pay it, then what's the option of even doing it? You know, we know we need to make repairs, but we've been making repairs, but now it seems like they want more repairs done, but there's no money available.
Moving maybe to the public hearing, obviously it's not going to be like, you know, people aren't going to be able to say, well, no, we don't want to do this, you don't have a choice there, but what are you hoping to get back from the people of Colchester?
I'm hoping the people of Colchester will give an honest feedback, you know, that yes, they can afford it, no, they can't afford it. You know, to me, we need everything we can get for leverage to try to give to our congressmen and stuff to show what we're trying to argue, that it's not feasible, you know, to us to absorb a $2.9 million, you know, debt when we've already got a debt still, you know, on a 40-year loan that we've got 9 years yet to pay. I think it's like $400,000 or $500,000, you know, and we absorb debt on Cole Street that we just finished, and it's $400,000.
Redistricting, is Colchester in Shocks District, or are you in?
Right now we're in Shillings District. I think January, when it takes effect, Shock will be in his district now. He has showed support. Shilling has both showed support. Now we need to get our local representatives to push for us.